The only way to do great work is to love what you do. Yes, that's Steve Jobs. And like he said, doing great work requires a deep love for what you do.
But what happens
when that love starts to fade and when the spark diminishes and you find yourself merely going through the motions? We've all heard the advice, fake it till you make it. But is that really the best approach when it comes to our careers, our business, and our overall happiness? Well, we're going to dive in deep, so I invite you to join me in the locker room of life right after this. Welcome to Time to Win Podcast, where healing and growth collide with purpose, and you get to heal, grow, and prosper. I'm your host, RJ Jackson. And for the next 9 minutes, we're going to embark on a reposition journey together. Join me as we take a graceful 90-degree turn from stress and struggling to purpose and prosperity. As a professional impact speaker and mindset coach, I'm here to show you the way out of secretly suffering in silence and help you get back on the path of prosperity, because I firmly believe that you were born to prosper. So if you're ready, let's make that shift. It's time to win, my friend. So let's go fight win. Hello, you beautiful soul. You welcome and welcome back to Time to Win Podcast. It's such a pleasure to meet with you here in the locker room of life. Listen, we are going to continue on this path of purpose and prosperity because I believe you deserve a life of fulfillment. And I'm honored to be able to give you some strategies, winning strategies to help you get through what you're going through. So let's dive in. Now, I want you to imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, you're scrolling through your emails, you're putting on that smile one more time for another virtual meeting. You're dressed up from the waist up, but inside, deep down inside, you're feeling everything but fulfilled. You don't want to be there. You're feeling like there's gotta be more to life than this. You know something is missing, but you're just not quite sure what it is and how to find it. Does this sound familiar? Oh, it is so easy to fall into the trap of faking it, of pretending that everything is okay when it really isn't. But here's the thing. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, nada, nothing wrong with admitting that you're not fulfilled in your job, in your relationships, in your business, and in life. But that's you, and you feel unfulfilled. Girl, I got you. Keep listening, because we're about to go just a little bit deeper. I'm going to provide you with information that causes transformation in your situation. So let's set the stage and let's get into it. So consider this next thought. On a scale of 1 to 10, what level of fulfillment do you feel you're at overall in your life? It may seem like a simple question, but the impact is profound. Your answer will shine the light on areas of your life that may need a little adjustment or just a little extra attention. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, oh my goodness, terrible. I'm not fulfilled at, what is fulfilled? And 10 being, ooh, life is sweet. How would you score your level of fulfillment in your life right now? All right, take a moment and write down your answer. And don't think about it too long. My daddy used to say, you study long, you study wrong. Okay, so let's talk about what you wrote down. And here's a good thing about it. Whatever you wrote down, it can change. Now, before we talk about what you wrote down, let's talk about why this question matters. Why is it so important for us to evaluate our level of fulfillment in life? Well, when we're not fulfilled in our career, in our relationship, in our business, in life overall, it can really seep into how we feel about who we are. It can cause us to be stressed, be anxious, even resentful. We'll struggle in the things we think and making decisions and having healthy relationships. And we don't want this. And wait, let's not forget the toll it takes on our physical, our mental, and our emotional well-being overall. And when we talk about prosperity, prosperity is being fulfilled in every area of our life. Does that mean that things are always going to be 100 and we won't have problems? It does not mean that at all. I mean, we're going to always have problems, but we're going to learn how to let those problems be the fuel for our purpose and our prosperity. We're not going to allow our problems to have us. We're going to always understand that we have problems and it will not keep us from being fulfilled. So let's not get that twisted. We got problems, but problems don't have us. Now let's talk about the number you wrote down. And let me tell you like some insight on what each number means. And let you know there's some good news. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what level of fulfillment do you find yourself in your current situation? So if you put down the score between 1 and 3, it means you're feeling like seriously unfulfilled. And really, it might just be time to reassess what's going on, your priorities, your relationships, your business, your systems, and see how you can make some change. Now, if you've rated yourself between a 4 and a 6, well, you're hanging in there. You've tied that knot and you are hanging in there. But there's definitely room for improvement. And there are some situations that can afford to be shifted just a little bit. Now, perhaps you're at a solid 7 to 10. Well, if you're there, congratulations. You're in a good place and most likely you're experiencing a high level of fulfillment in life. And yet you know that there's so much more and you don't want to leave anything on the table. And that's why you're here today. And regardless of what number you gave yourself, I'm so excited that you're here because it means we get to journey together. And let me remind you of this. No matter what number you put down, you are not alone. And the good news is you have the power to change your circumstance. You have the power to do better and be better. And it all starts with what you just did. Taking time to have an honest moment of reflection and willingness to take the next step. And remember, the path to prosperity, oh, it starts with one step at a time. And maybe that step is having a conversation with someone in your household that you love where the relationship might be broken. Or maybe it's redefining your systems that is keeping you from using your time wisely and you feel overwhelmed and stressed. And maybe it's exploring new opportunities that align with your passion and your purpose. But whatever it is, Know that you deserve to feel fulfilled and enjoy life to the fullest. So let's circle back. Let's circle back to that question. What level of fulfillment are you experiencing in life on a scale of 1 to 10? And if you're ready to take the first step towards a more fulfilling and prosperous life, I encourage you to consider starting with one of the steps that I'm going to share with you. You've taken the most important step. Now let's keep going one step at a time, because you can turn some things around in life and start becoming more fulfilled. Consider this. Consider reflecting on your values and your passion. Like, take some time today and reflect on what truly matters to you. What's most important to you? What are your core values? And what are you passionate about? Identifying what's most important to you, your core values and your passion, will really help you align your actions and choices with what brings you fulfillment. You see, we can't say what matters most is our family and we never spend time with them. We can't say what matters most to us is enjoying what we do, but we spend the majority of our time doing what we can't stand. It's really time to start reflecting on our values, our core values, who we are from the inside out, so that we can properly align our actions and our thoughts and our choices and decisions with what really brings us fulfillment. And from there, it's important to consider number two, setting clear goals. Once you have a better understanding of your values and your passions, set clear, smart, achievable goals for yourself. Small goals, and then large goals, short-term goals, and then long-term goals. But setting the goals gives you a roadmap of where you're going and how you're going to get there. Setting goals personally and professionally are very important. Those relationship goals, your financial goals, your spiritual growth goals, all these goals are important when it comes to personal discovery and improving the quality of life. And number three, I bet you already know what I'm going to say, because I can't give you any strategies without including this strategy every single time. You know what it is? Yes, you're right. Take action. Spend time reflecting. You've set a goal and you made it smart, and now it's time to do something about it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Take action. It's not enough to set the goal. It is important for us to take action if we're going to achieve the goal. First, we start with breaking that goal down. I don't care how small it is, make it even smaller. Make it manageable steps and start taking consistent action towards it. And remember, progress is way more important than perfection. You know how we do as women, right? We gotta do it perfect. So perfect, we never get it done. Wait a minute. If getting it done isn't perfection, then what are we doing? Listen, go for progress one step at a time. It far succeeds perfection. And don't forget, on this journey of reflecting on your core values, setting goals to accomplish those core values, and taking action, please don't forget to seek support. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help, whether it's from a friend, a family member, or a mentor, or if you want to be a part of this journey of prosperity with myself and other amazing women. Having that support system really is key to providing you the guidance, encouragement, and the accountability that will not only help you work towards your goals, but accomplish them and live the fulfilled life you desire and you deserve. It's by embracing growth and learning. As we're open to learning and growing as a person, we are willing to seek opportunities for self-improvement, personal discovery, and purpose and prosperity. Whether it's through reading books, taking courses, attending workshops, or even trying something new, embracing growth will help you discover the authentic you. We can turn some things around, my sister. You can live the life you desire and deserve, filled with purpose, peace, and prosperity. And if you're ready, then let's journey together. As a mindset coach, I work with women just like you who are ready to live the life they desire and deserve without adding any other stress to their life, but improving their life one step at a time. And if you're ready to take action, I'm ready to journey with you. Start by simply leaving a comment and saying, "I'm ready." Or feel free to visit us at timetowinpodcast.com. That's timetowinpodcast.com. And let's connect on purpose. Well, I'm not tired, but my time has expired and I gotta let you go. But just before I do, I want to say thank you for taking time to journey with us and hang out with us here in the locker room of life. You took a bold step today by rating the level of fulfillment that you are currently experiencing. Would you take another bold step and would you rate our podcast? Let us know how we're doing so we can better serve you. If you like what you're hearing, continue listening and share it with a friend. And don't forget to leave a review so that other people will be able to find us as well. In the meantime, in between time, girl, go on and stay amazing because you are amazing. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you again here on Time to Win Podcast. Have a wonderful week. Don't forget to stay connected. Follow us on social media and we'll see you soon on the other side of fear because that's where life is happening and we are prosperous. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to Time to Win. I recognize that you appreciate the value provided in today's episode. And for your gratitude, I'm giving you a Time to Win VIP listener badge. So head on over to timetowinpodcast.com. That's timetowinpodcast.com. And claim your badge and gain immediate VIP access to more of our next level resources and opportunities, including details on the huddle, a table for 10, the Cure Circle, and the Cure Retreat. Because you've enjoyed today's session, you can also express your gratitude by rating, reviewing, and returning next week with a friend. Oh, by the way, be sure to screenshot today's episode and share it in your Instagram and Facebook story or on your favorite social media platform. We'll look forward to seeing you again next week in the locker room of life here on Time to Win. And remember, the best time to win is now.